Last week, we continued discussing the key events and characters in the Old Testament. Today, we do the last three. 7. The Judges, Samuel. Read the Bible passages listed in your notes. Throughout the time of the Judges, there is a consistent pattern. Israel is oppressed by a foreign power. The Israelites cry to God, and He raises up a judge to deliver them from their oppressors. But after peace is established, the people become complacent and fall back into idolatry. Dear facilitator, in this section you can either summarize the stories of each of the judges, in which case you would list the following: Othniel, Ehud, Shamgar, Deborah, Gideon, Tola, Jair, Jephthah, Ibzan, Elon, Abdon, Samson, and Samuel. Or you could focus on one and merely mention the others. I've chosen the latter and will focus on Samuel. The Lord calls Samuel, 1 Samuel 3. It is important to note that God called him when he was just a little boy and gave him a very long message to give to Eli the priest. Amazingly, Samuel conveyed the message exactly as it had been told him, even though he was still small. Samuel judges Israel, 1 Samuel 7, 3-17. In verses 3 and 4 we read, "And Samuel said to all the house of Israel, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you, and direct your heart to the Lord, and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." So the people of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtaroth, and they served the Lord only. Samuel's warning against kings, 1 Samuel 8, 10-18. Despite these warnings, the people still demanded a king, and many times in their later history, they paid a heavy price. In 1 Samuel 9 and 10, Saul is chosen as king. And in 1 Samuel 13, 8-14 and chapter 15, Samuel rebuked Saul. Even though Saul was the king, Samuel was not afraid of rebuking him for disobeying God's laws. Apply this to modern society. And then Samuel anoints David. 1 Samuel 16, 1-13. David is anointed even though he was just a boy and had 7 older brothers. Number 8, the exile, Daniel. Again, read the Bible passages in your notes. In 605 BC, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and took Jews captive and deported them to Babylon. As the ESV Bible study says, this was the beginning of what came to be known as the Babylonian exile, which was the result of the Lord's judgment on his people. In Leviticus 26, 33 and 39, the Lord threatened his people with exile if they were unfaithful to the terms of the covenant established on Mount Sinai. After a lengthy history of disobedience, this threat was carried out in several stages, culminating in the destruction of Jerusalem and the burning of the temple in 586 BC. Amongst those captives were Daniel and his young friends. In the first 6 chapters, we focus on the following important accounts: Daniel taken to Babylon, his faithfulness, he interprets Nebuchadnezzar's dreams, he interprets the handwriting on the wall, and Daniel in the lion's den. In all these stories, try to apply what they teach to the life of your students. Number 8, the prophets, Isaiah. Our Bible reading again, read all the passages that are listed in your notes. It is obviously not possible to deal with all the Old Testament prophets here, so you should list them for your students and then select one to focus on. The 4 major prophets are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and the minor prophets are Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. I've chosen Isaiah because he prophesied about Jesus several times. This will help us as we tackle the second outcome, which deals with how Jesus fulfills Old Testament prophecy. The Messiah will be born to a virgin, his titles and roles, the Messiah described, and the Messiah crucified. So this brings an end of our discussion of outcome number one. I'm sure that if you prepare well before each session, you will do well, and the students will be well on their way towards being able to demonstrate the outcome. Next week, we will begin outcome two.